Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question from a listener. If you're like most students of the Bible, you've come across passages that seem to contradict each other. And here's a question from Gabe in California along that line. He asks, how do we reconcile Jesus' words in Matthew 5:17, I have not come to abolish the law, with Paul's words from Ephesians 2:15, Christ abolished the law of commandments? Now, that certainly sounds like a contradiction, John. What should we make of that?
First of all, let me just say, Denny, that the Bible doesn't have any contradictions in it. It has a sole author, namely God. Every portion of the Bible is inspired. God does not contradict himself. So, we start with that. We then would say, well, what does he mean by I have not come to abolish the law in Matthew 5:17? And what does Paul mean when he says Christ abolished the law of commandments in Ephesians 2:15? On the surface, they might sound contradictory, but that's because we don't understand the meaning. What Jesus is saying in Matthew 5 is that I did not come to abrogate the law, the moral law of God, as if there's something wrong with it. The moral law of God is, of course, nothing but a revelation of God's nature. Everything that the law requires morally and spiritually is simply an extension of who God is. His attributes show up in his law. And since you can't abolish God, you can't change the moral law that God has given. However, Paul is saying Christ abolished the law of commandments in the sense that the Jews interpreted the law as a means by which one could be saved. Not possible. Christ comes to abolish that means and offer salvation through faith in him alone.
Thanks, John. And thank you for listening to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. For more in-depth teaching from Matthew and Ephesians, visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.